Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking's Understanding Autism. It is the second Tuesday of the month. Tom is cracking me up back there. Tom and Dave, Big Daddy Dave. Anyways, we are very excited about the show today. I just want to introduce ourselves for those of you who are just tuning in or first-time listeners. I'm Kim Isaac, and I'm an autism specialist. I've been in the field for about 15 years. I'm a certified RDI program consultant and a co-host of this show. And with me, I have the amazing and unstoppable Paul. And Paul he's currently 29 years old, and he was diagnosed with Asperger's at age 23. And he comes all the way out here from Texas.
From Houston.
From Houston, Texas.
Texas is big. I mean, El Paso's 800 miles to the west.
You're right. We need to specify.
Texas is about four or five states worth of space.
Yes. So today with us, we have some very special guests. We're really excited to have them here, and they're here for an amazing cause, which is to raise money for autism, and we really appreciate that.
They're promoting the Taiwan On for Autism event coming up in a couple weeks.
April 20th.
I can't keep track of all the dates now. It's like we've got yesterday we had the 28th was the art auction, I guess, and so
that's right.
So many dates in my head right now.
Yeah, we've kind of been we've been quite busy lately. So anyways, so we want to introduce our awesome guests. We have Lisa Masters with us. She is the author of The Funny Side of Autism. She's also a mother of two boys who have a spectrum disorder. And we also have Jay, and oh shoot, I forgot how to say your last name.
Nadio.
Nadio, love it. Okay, so we're glad to have you. So I was thinking we want to talk about the fundraiser. We want to understand better about your backgrounds and what's led you to be here today. So, Lisa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are welcome.
Well, my background, I guess it started 14 or so years ago when my son was born, and things just weren't quite right. And right before he turned two, he was diagnosed with autism. And at the time, I didn't know it, but I was already pregnant. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I was worried that he too would have the same diagnosis. And my fears came true. So now I am a single mom. I have two boys on the spectrum. And, you know, that's how everything came to be, was through them.
Wow. Okay. So that's obviously part of what inspired you to write your book.
Right.
And now you are inspired to share your book at this upcoming fundraiser. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, the book you're getting at the fundraiser is the second book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The first book is The Funny Side of Autism. And that was actually inspired because things were just really tough. You know, having two boys on the spectrum was such a struggle. There was a lot of loss. You know, lost my marriage, lost my home, lost my career. It was tremendous. But at the end of the day, when I looked at my boys, they were smiling. Mm. And, you know, I just said, okay, this is my problem. You know, I got to step it up. So I just started writing funny stories, and I put it out there, and it was an overwhelming response, and parents were just really desperate to get that message out, to show that side of their child. Hmm. So it wasn't just a kid with autism, it was now their child with these silly funny traits, and they made them laugh, and it was just, you know, a happy thing, and it became a coping mechanism for people. Hmm. So that's how the first book was born. Mm-hmm. Put all the stories together and got it out there. Since then, I started a blog on Facebook just to help people. I figured, okay, we can share advice, we could tell funny stories, we can ask questions, we can vent, anything goes. Because these people, a lot of them are trapped at home, they can't get out, and they need some help.
And do you want to share the address of that blog for our listeners?
Sure, it's facebook.com, The Funny Side of Autism.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out. So I wasn't really planning on doing a second book, but by overwhelming demand, I was kind of forced into it. People just really, you know, wanted their stories out. Well, the fan base grew, you know, to over 5,000 and became international.
Wow.
Yeah, it just, I was like, wow, these stories are from other countries, but they're still all so similar. You know, it was really just kind of a nice thing. So that's how The Funny Side of Autism Around the World was born.
Mm, okay.
And so I was just thinking, okay, I really want to get this message out there. I want to raise money. And I just want everybody to have a good time. So that's how I came up with the idea to have the benefit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here we are.
I'm really excited about it, too.
Yeah, me too.
I personally feel like this is a really, I guess, very light and enjoyable way to raise money and get together. And I know socialize and support one another. I'm sure that, you know, when you started your blog, you were saying, you know, it is a great way for people to connect and support each other, you know, with whatever they're going through. And so many times, and I love all of the events that we've had here in Arizona. I mean, you know, Jim Adams, the ASA, they have put on some amazing events, and
exactly.
I really enjoy them. And this one's very unique. I feel like this is kind of a trendy, you know, just very light way of just getting together and being supportive of each other. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, me too.
I will definitely be there.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I know. Paul, unfortunately, will be at home in Houston.
Yeah.
But he'll be there in spirit. In fact,
I've been in Arizona every 2 weeks for the last, you know, because I had that conference and everything.
Yeah.
So just don't.
So what's one more trip?
Well, I'm going to be moving, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But anyway.
So I don't have the time to make another trip, or I'll have furniture out on the street, so.
Got it.
Don't think that would work well.
Maybe I could Skype you, or. Oh, you don't have FaceTime, though. We can't FaceTime. Darn.
No.
That's okay.
Well, I can Skype.
He'll be there in spirit. So Jay, welcome.
Thanks.
Will you tell us a little bit about yourself? I've had the pleasure of sort of communicating a little bit with you on Facebook, and I know that. You yourself are actually on the spectrum and had some, you know, experiences you wanted to share and some things related to the benefit that you wanted to talk about. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself to start?
Sure. I'm, you know, 24 years old, born and raised here, the first one in my family. My mom's from Milwaukee, dad's from Pennsylvania, and they've lived out here a long time, but I am the first one born and raised here in my family. And I was diagnosed after I turned 6 years old, which was November 1993, and it was Dr. Ron Melmed who diagnosed me. I'm sure some of you listeners out there have heard of him. He's one of the co-founders of the Southwest Autism Research
yes.
and Resource Center. And so I have been his patient ever since now for over 18 years. And if it wasn't for his help, getting the help that I needed, and him telling my mother what she needed to do to help me get the help that I needed, I had to, overcome so many mental barriers in my elementary school years, because elementary school years are the toughest times for an autistic child. And it doesn't matter who he or she is and how, you know, you progress. Dr. Melmed told my mother I could go either way, meaning I can be slightly autistic, which is normal, look like normal human being as you see me now, yet still exhibit some traits, or I can end up so severe, whereas I would not maintain eye contact at all, my speech would be impaired, and also my motor skills, like reactions with my muscles, would be different and weird and such.
Wow. By the way, I love Dr. Melmed. He's amazing. He has such a big heart.
Yes, see, he really is.
He is. I know. It's great that you were able to find him and that he was such a big support to you. I know. And actually, Lisa was pointing out he's an endorser of the book. Is he an endorser of both books?
Just the first one.
Just the first book? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen the second one.
I'm sure the second one if he read it, but
yeah.
I went a different direction on that one.
Okay. So, wow. Okay. So, Jay, another thing I was, I think maybe we'll take a very short break. And then when we come back, I want to ask you a little bit more about some of your aspirations and interests. I read some very interesting things about you on Facebook. And also, we encourage any callers to call in. You can call us at 602-296-3632.
Or text us at 832-278-1441.
And we'll be right back with more Understanding Autism.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism. Welcome back to Breakthrough Thinking's Understanding Autism. I'm Kim Isaac, one of the hosts of this show, and I'm here with our co-host, Paul Loudon. We're just talking about Texas. He is from Houston. We're having a debate on Houston versus Dallas.
I don't think it was much of a debate.
Well, it was about to get heated up on my end. No, I'm just kidding. I'm taking one for my Rick, if he's listening, born and raised in Dallas. So, just before the break, we were getting to know a little bit more about Jay, and I saw on your Facebook that you are very interested in the entertainment business, and I wanted to hear a little bit more about that because I know with this upcoming benefit that you're going to be adding some fun and excitement. So we want to know about more about that.
Well, I get my experience from I attended Horizon High School fall 2002 to spring of 2006. And during that time frame, the school's announcements, whereas, you know, if you remember from your elementary school days in the 1990s, which is when autism, you know, was going from the odds of 1 in 10,000 to ever so steadily 1 in 1,000 and steadily worse and worse, the announcements were all broadcasted over the intercom. Well, in Horizon, we did it through the television. We would record it via videotape and edit it down, and then by third hour, we would start a third hour, we would broadcast it through the public library, through our school's library's video system to all the TVs in the school. And I made my name that way. I was part of that program for 3.5 years, my first half of freshman year, and then all of sophomore, junior, and senior years. That's how everybody knew me. And I'll tell you this, not once, only the teachers... Only my teachers had certain knowledge of my disability. Not any of the students ever suspected I was autistic. And I didn't tell – it's not that I was afraid to tell them. I felt like, you know, I would wait until they, too, are old enough to understand. My mom didn't tell me what I had autism, what was wrong with me until I was starting junior high. And the only thing I knew how I understood, I had a bad temper in elementary school. That's I knew was what was wrong with me.
Oh.
So, using my experience from broadcasting at Horizon's announcements, and I have gone back for a male model talent show that I competed in 2006, and I finished in the top 10 and was one of the first in that show's history to be voted on by the audience to go to round two. It's called Mr. Horizon. We've had it every year since 2004. And we just had this year's show a couple weeks ago, and it's on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, DMOC06. It's in 12 parts, Mr. Horizon 2012. And I got to come back, and again, for the third time in 4 years, introduce the MCs for the show. Why? To give the school a treat, to let them know what the announcements was like when I was a student there. Because right now in Horizon High School, and I can't speak for any of the other public schools in the Paradise Valley District or anywhere else in this city, the announcements has ceased to exist. It has diverted back to the intercom. It's just two students doing it. And the morale of the students and even the teachers and staff alike when it comes to the announcements is at an absolute low. And that makes me very upset. But hopefully the district will put money back into that program and get it back to where it's supposed to be. This is the 21st century. This is not 1960s anymore.
Wow. So that's exciting. So what are you I don't know if this is top secret or not, but what are you planning for in terms of the benefit coming up?
Well, in terms of the benefit, I like to relate any public event, and this is a public event, including Mr. Horizon, which was a public event. I finished at Arizona State University just this last December, finally getting my bachelor's within 5.5 years.
Wow, congratulations.
The major was in history. Why I chose history is because it was a subject that I most like to fall back on. Originally, I planned on being an announcer, a TV announcer, going through the television production program at Scottsdale Community College, which was at the time, in 2006, the 8th best television production program in the country and the only best one in the western United States outside of California. So I decided, but then, you know, do I really have to learn all the post-production stuff and editing just to earn my place behind to announce again? Me personally, and I'm not saying this for anyone else, but it's just me, I don't think to be an announcer, you have to learn how to edit. If you have the talent to be an announcer, that is all you ever need. And that's, you know, part of the reason why I am here today, because history revolves around everyone and everything. There's always a story behind something, and the thing with history, whether it's something you've already learned before or you're learning something new, that's the thing. You always learn something new about history. Always.
Wow. No wonder you chose that major. You're very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Wow. So Lisa, tell me a little bit more about some of the excitements for this benefit. I know, obviously, we have Jay, we have the books.
Oh, we have a wonderful lineup.
Yes.
What else
can you tell us?
Well, it's going to be dinner.
Ooh.
And the Compound Grill is wonderful.
I love that place. I've been there. It's amazing.
Yeah. Their food is local, organic, and delicious, and it's a great venue. We're also going to have a comedian, Boomer Nichols.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard him, but he's in Scottsdale. He's wonderful, hilarious. He's also going to be the MC for the evening.
Oh, okay.
So he'll keep the night moving. We have musicians coming. We have Bill Dutcher. He plays a modern acoustic guitar, and he's fabulous. We have Simon Frost. He's more of a jazz guitarist, so he'll play for the dinner hour. We have Billy Chaffee and friends, so he's going to rock the night away.
So cool.
We also have silent auction.
Yes.
People can bid on some really great donated items. We have Trilogy golf course packages. We have Massage Envy.
Ooh.
Eddie V's Restaurant, I Pick Theaters, Diamondback, autographed baseballs.
Awesome.
A whole slew of stuff.
That's exciting. That's where you're going to find my boyfriend, by the way, at the silent auction.
At the silent auction?
Oh, yeah. He's all about that.
I think many people.
Oh, yeah. That's like his favorite part. In fact, when I showed him the flyer, he's like, yeah, you can find me over there.
Yes. Oh, and the second book, Around the World, will be in the goodie bag that comes included as well with the tickets.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just
great.
A great value.
It sounds like it. Mm-hmm.
And is that second book available now, or
yes.
Is this sort of a launch for it? Or?
No, they're both available. Both available. You can get that at Barnes & Noble.
Okay, I was going to ask, would you get it through Amazon, or would you have to order it through you? Or
no, you can go to Amazon.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is fun. We get treats, we get food, we get entertainment.
I read it, but we got it through the radio station, so so it just showed up in my hands.
Yeah. There you go.
And now there's a part two.
There is a part two. It's international now.
Wow.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, thank you.
And you said you had over 5,000 followers.
Yeah, it's getting close to 6,000
now. That's amazing.
It's going pretty fast now.
Wow. Yeah. That's fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know social media is obviously an amazing way to connect and develop relationships and share information. I'm just thinking, what did you do anything specific to, like, open the floodgates for that to happen? Or were you just on there and it was kind of like, I mean, how did that happen?
You know, I can tell you what I did. I just started the blog. I just, you know, every day I would just post something different, what I thought, whatever, and people, you know, would just kind of stumble upon it. And then I would ask my friends to put it on their page to share. And then I would have people share things, and it just kind of snowballed. I mean, when I first started a couple years ago, I hit 35 fans. I was, like, calling all my friends. I got 35 people. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So just last month, I had 4,500. Now I'm almost at 6,000.
Wow.
So it's growing pretty fast.
That's amazing. You have some very loyal friends, too, for them to post for you. And
they are wonderful
and network
support.
For you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That
and
is so cool.
You know, Facebook, when someone shares something, all their friends will
right.
see it as well.
Right.
And so people join in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must be such an awesome feeling to start from, I mean, it's awesome when you start from the beginning and something just really grows and people are benefiting from it. I mean, that's...
Yes. I get a lot of emails thanking me because people are in a really tough way a lot of times and it's their only outlet.
Right.
It's their only thing they have. And so they really need that support. And, it's support, but it comes from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not all doom and gloom. I put a funny spin on it and try to, look at the bright side and laugh because it's okay to laugh.
Yeah. Actually, in my experience working with families, I think that's a really good point. A lot of times I think it's hard to go from feelings of stress to knowing, it's okay to also lighten up and have fun and not necessarily be thinking about the struggles all the time.
I
know and it's difficult. I think it's human nature that sometimes it's hard for a person to pull themselves out of something that's really hard for them.
True.
The moment. So I'm curious about your blog. So are you still currently blogging?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do it every week or every day?
Every day.
Oh, every day.
Oh, every day.
Wow.
Several times a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I share it, with the fans. If they put something, I'll share it on the broad spectrum so everyone can see it and people will comment. I'll put a funny story up there, or sometimes I'll just vent if I had a bad morning. I'll be like, is it too early to drink? And people just start commenting, it's kind of got some sarcasm and it's a really good release for me and people just are all over it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And here it's led you to supporting the community by creating this awesome event, this benefit.
Yes.
So I do have to ask, actually, this is kind of for me personally, but I'm sure we have listeners wondering, what is the attire we should be wearing to this event? I'm very nervous about that.
Everyone's asking
about that.
It's like their first question.
I know. Well, this is kind of different, I think, for the autism community especially, because like you said, it's difficult for parents to go out on dates. And
yes.
Some of the families I've worked with, they're like, we don't even know what it would be like to just go out. And, they're understandably a little bit clueless about it, and it can be very intimidating.
Yes.
So can you give us some tips?
Well, there's a reason I made it from 5 to 9, because I did want, in case people had to bring their kids, it was a reasonable time frame.
Mm-hmm.
10 and under, kids eat free, in case they had to bring the kids. Most people say, heck no, are you kidding? But, they want a night out. But if you have to, you bring them.
I actually like that aspect of it, because that's another thing I run into professionally is sometimes, depending on the child and the family, it can be, uncomfortable or to think you can bring your kids out somewhere and worrying about judgment and things like that. And this environment's a very supportive environment.
Oh, yeah. There's
so
no worries.
It's kind of neat that, parents can choose, hey, we're going out on a date and we're getting crazy drinking spectrums all night, or we're, which we'll get to in a minute.
We'll
talk about the drink. It's also a place we can bring our kids and not worry about, if they're going to be a little bit noisy or overwhelmed or they want to move around a little more than everybody else.
Exactly.
So I think that's awesome. Okay, so I'm sorry, I digressed from the fashion.
Yes,
the fashion.
The
tips
fashion.
Here. Okay, 5 to 9. Comfortable. Okay.
Jeans. Just a fun, casual, comfy night out. And
awesome.
If you want to get dressed, if that's what you want, then do it. But I'm wearing jeans, so.
I was just going to ask you. Well, what are you wearing?
I'll be in jeans. Okay. I just thought of everything I want. I want to go out and have a great value. I want good food, good entertainment at a good price.
Mm-hmm.
I want the money to support a great cause.
Right.
I want to be comfortable when I do it. And so I just kind of put that all together, and that's kind of how I came up with it all.
Well, it sounds like this is meant to be relaxing. And
totally.
And, getting all dressed up in your nice semi-formal attire for a benefit dinner or something isn't so much of a relaxing thing as
right.
As just getting out for...
Yeah, I didn't want it to be an uptight, oh, now I have to get dressed, what am I going to wear? I didn't want any stress around this whatsoever.
Right. Well, it's funny because as I'm going to say, aside from parents, some of us support professionals don't really get out either. So there was a,
exactly.
There was a part of me that's like, this could be my chance to dress.
Exactly.
So I'm sure there's going to be definitely a variety.
So attire optional?
Well,
or
maybe there's the need for a more formal awareness dinner at some point.
Yeah, we could get a little sign-up sheet for
there
the people that want to get fancy. So we're going to take another break.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Lisa and Jay about the upcoming benefit at the Compound Grill, supporting the ASA on April 20th from 5 to 9. And if you'd like to call in, please call us at 602-296-3632.
Or text us at 832-278-1441.
And we'll be right back with more Understanding Autism.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spiegel relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spiegel has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spiegel, CPA.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Thinking's Understanding Autism. I'm Kim Isaac, and I'm here with Paul Loudon, my unstoppable co-host. He's going to kill me later for using that word, going against his wishes. But anyway, that's how I feel about him. So, Paul.
Yes?
I better scoot over a little bit. He's going to hurt me or flick something at me.
You make me sound so violent.
No, actually, no. He's a very gentle spirit. That's the no, actually, I'm glad you say that. He's so humble that it's like I want to give him more credit, and I want him to take the credit. So I'm actually, between the two of us, I'm the one who's more like, I'm going to, like, strangle if you don't give yourself some credit. No, he's the gentle one. So, well, before the break, and now we were all teasing, or at the break, we were all teasing Lisa. I don't know if some of you very literal thinkers caught what she said about attire optional. I think... I think she might want to clarify.
Let me clarify what I meant by that.
Okay.
Attire itself is not optional, so clothing is required.
Okay.
What you wear is optional.
Okay.
That makes
the
more
style,
sense. Is
right.
that better?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
I
was
think that's good.
My bad.
Well, I noticed that too, and I'm thinking, well, people would they'd assume that that's not actually what you meant, but... You never know.
Well, you know, I live in a very
the degree of black formality is optional.
Yes, you know, right. I'm the gray thinker, and I have two little black and white thinkers. So I'm
right.
used to that translation, which is basically the premise of the book.
Mm.
It's, you know, teaching them the gray world we live in and their black and white interpretation, and it produces some very funny moments.
Mm.
So I'm used to it.
Okay, so we got the attire situation
yes.
clarified. Okay, so you want to tell us a little bit more about sort of the timeline of the event? So I'm thinking you said it starts at 5 o'clock, and I'm just wondering, you know, on a Friday, I have a suspicion people might kind of roll in. I don't know if people are going to be, everyone may not be there just at 5, but what is sort of the timeline of the event? Is
exactly.
there going to be some mingling first?
Oh, yeah, it's general admission.
Okay.
First of all. Second of all, it's a buffet. for that very reason.
Okay.
So the food will be out. You can kind of get there when you can. If you can get there at 5, that'd be great, because we do have stuff going all through the night. So it will open at 5.
Okay.
You know, with the MC, we'll start the show, and he'll do a comedy act, and we'll just move right along with the speakers that we have, and dinner will be put out. So, you can really get there at any time.
Okay.
But as the night goes on, through the dinner hour, there'll be the musicians playing some jazz. There'll be a little downtime. Okay. You know, people can just relax and eat and then just have a great time. The event wraps up at 9, but from 9 to 11 is when Billy Chaffee will play. And if you guys want to stay, there's no charge for that. So he'll rock the night away, and people can just hang out as long as they want and
That's
have a
great
time.
So there is a tremendous amount of exciting flexibility. So people can come in, they can eat when they're ready.
Yes.
They can listen, they can stay later if they want to.
Exactly.
That's
they can
awesome.
Bid on auction items. There'll be a 50-50 raffle. Just so much going on.
So are you going to be, I know you said you have the MC in place, but are you going to be singing? Or no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you don't want me to.
No.
Well, maybe, you know, after one of the Spectrum drinks, I'll do that. But
uh-oh. You might need
that's another
like a
show.
I was going to say, we're going to have to keep an eye on this one. I have a feeling about you. All right.
We're getting a reputation.
No. But no, that's great. So actually, speaking of the bar, one of the interesting things I noticed on your flyer was that you have created a drink that's unique to this event, this benefit.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that's a secret.
Oh.
It is called the Spectrum because it will be multicolor, spectrum of colors. What the actual drink is, we'll find out the night of the event.
Oh, okay.
Yes. There is a cash bar, so people can order whatever they want to drink, but the Spectrum will just be a special drink of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Also, guests will get a ribbon to tie on, hence the Tie One On for Autism. Didn't want to mislead you with that title. There'll be a ribbon to tie on.
Okay.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So
well,
you're not
to say I was attracted to the pun in the name, just with a Tie One On at the end of the night.
Exactly.
You know, drinking.
Tie One On.
Actually, that's right.
Play on words.
You brought that to my attention. Paul loves puns. Puns are his thing.
It was a pun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, I'm glad you liked it.
So, wow. Okay. So, but you're not going to tell us what's in the drink.
I am not.
That's like a covert operation
it
here.
Is.
We're just going to have to find out.
Actually, we're still working on it. So.
Oh.
I have to say that
there's choices, but
in the book, those were the stories that caught my attention the most, were the ones that had a little bit of a double meaning to them. There was one, I can't remember if it was your kids or someone else's, which story is the parents said something like, "You crack me up." And the child immediately sprung up and looked at her face, looking for the cracks.
Yes.
Afraid that mommy was
so
breaking.
Literal. Yes. That happens, you know, all day long in my house.
Yeah.
All day long.
Actually, it reminds me of a story, too. A long time ago, I was working with this little girl who had autism, and I want to say she was maybe, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years old. And we were talking about sort of making a plan for our time together, and you know, and then I realized there was something that led me to realize we were going to have to rearrange something. And so I remember saying, "Oh, wait, no, I changed my mind. Let's do this." And she looks at me and her eyes just got really big. She goes, "You changed your mind?" And I was like, at first I was like, and then, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I didn't.
Over.
But it scared her. And I was thinking, wow, that's so interesting. The things I don't really think about when I'm using language,
exactly
how they would be, and Paul and I have this discussion a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I don't think I'd recommend this book for people on the spectrum. I read through a lot of those stories, and because I'm very literal-minded like them, a lot of the humor wasn't really there for me. I was just sort of reading the story going, you know what, I probably would have interpreted it that way too.
Right.
But I can definitely see how for a stressed parent or something, these stories can give you an outlet. You can relate to what happens, say, yeah, my child does that. And you can, especially if you're having a hard time finding humor in it, this gives you examples of where someone else has found humor in it and might prompt you to look at it again a different way.
Exactly. You know, it reminds me what you were saying, a story. I had to take my 14-year-old to the hospital several months back. It was non-emergency, just some testing he had to get. I said, okay, this is a great opportunity to teach him some life skills. I said, okay, Brandon, let's go. We're going to go to the counter. You're going to check yourself in. So we go up to the counter, and the receptionist looks at him, and she says, "What's your first name?" He says, "Brandon." She says, "What's your last name?" He says, "Masters." She says, "Spell it." He says, "M-A-S-T-E-R-S." She says, date of birth. He says, D-A-T-E-O-F-B-I-R-T. She looked at me. I said, you know, it's your
fault.
What you asked for. You told him that was your last direction.
Right.
It's your fault. And so, you know, these stories are funny, but at the same time, it really teaches people how these kids think. Because I could see her wheels turning going, oh, okay, I presented it that way. That's why he responded that way. So, you know, it's teaching society how these children think, because these kids are going to grow up and be out in the real world. Mm-hmm. And people need to be aware not only that they flap their hands, not only they make guttural sounds, not only do they have meltdowns. What else do they have?
Well, and honestly, it's something that I've sort of talked about when I talk about autism and culture, is that you also run into that same thing when you talk to non-native English speakers, people who've learned English as a second language, that when you give them instructions like that or say things to them like that, they're more likely to interpret it literally because they have a very structured understanding of the English language.
True. Yeah, that's
and we sort of – we develop habits where if we're used to working with people who don't speak English natively, we think, okay, I need to be very clear about my instructions, and we don't get as frustrated as we might with someone on the spectrum, because someone on the spectrum, you expect them to know what you're saying, whereas
exactly.
someone who doesn't speak English, you don't expect it.
True.
And that's why I was talking about previously is removing that expectation, getting used to thinking of them as a different culture. It may be a culture that looks more familiar than most, but it's still a different culture, and we need to think about what we're saying when we're talking to people on the spectrum.
And I'm excited because Paul brought up culture, so now you know what I have to do. And I'm so much like my dad when I do this. I'm always like, oh gosh, I'm having a... Not a sorry, Dad. Sorry if you're listening. But
should I just mention...
right. Oh, NLP. No, I'm just kidding, Dad. That's not what it was. No, is that Paul is... actually has created some structured thinking to this idea of culture as it relates to autism spectrum disorders. And at present, he's sort of collecting some thoughts and organizing some possibilities on actually presenting some kind of culture presentation to provide that perspective of...
Yeah, well, I've talked about that in a show in the past, is just the idea of talking about the parallel between how we absorb culture and how the difficulties that someone on the spectrum has, the specific weaknesses they have, are in the areas where we pick up culture, that observing the people around me, picking up patterns and habits of people around us. So how it really is in a way that they develop a different culture. I mean, they may have the other difficulties, the arm flapping and everything, but mentally, they develop an internal culture that's different from those around them rather than absorbing it sort of in what we consider the natural process. So I'm working on a talk that I want to give at some point in the future to sort of help people see where the parallels are between it and a different culture so that they can help be more flexible in dealing with people on the spectrum and sort of ease some of that frustration, just because a lot of us have those thinking patterns for dealing with, you know, someone who's a non-native speaker. We've established a way not to be frustrated there. If we can just move that over to dealing with someone on the spectrum, we can remove some of the frustration. And if you aren't frustrated, you can work through problems better.
That's true. That's a great approach.
So I'm very much excited. I know he's worked on it. And then with the conference coming up, we kind of diverted into that mode. But I'm really looking forward to his thinking on that. He's really been able to put together some really intricate thoughts about thinking, which has really been helpful to me. A lot of times I say this too. Sometimes, well, a lot of times the student is the teacher. And I have learned so much from Paul. So I'm really excited about that. And also, we should post on our Facebook. We sort of did a show that previewed some of those
We did a show where I talked about it. Yeah. I think you were out of town at the time and were calling in.
That's right. We should, we'll post that. But anyways, Well, let's take another break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about the benefit that's coming up at the Compound Grill. And again, we love our callers. Call us at 602-296-3632.
Or text at 832-278-1441.
And we'll be right back with more Understanding Autism.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Welcome back to Understanding Autism. I'm Kim Isaac, one of the hosts of this awesome show, and I have our co-host, my co-host. See how possessive I am? My unstoppable Paul. Paul Loudon. Paul.
And we've got Lisa here who wrote The Funny Side of Autism, Lisa Masters. In this book, a lot of the stories are about your two sons, Brandon and Andrew?
Did I yes.
remember?
Collectively, Brandrew.
I'm terrible with names, so you're lucky I got it right.
You go.
I had to check your name on the title of the book, and it's Lisa. I mean,
yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your sons and, you know, just what got you to write this book, sort of your experiences?
I have two boys, like you said. Brandon is 14. He'll be 15 in June. Mm-hmm. Andrew's 12. They're both on the spectrum, I'd say somewhere around mild to moderate, complete opposites of each other. So, in you know, my children prove the statement, when you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, am getting pulled in two different directions all the time. So Brandon is this 6 foot tall, just lovable teddy bear, wants to sit on the couch and just draw and eat and thinks the world is just one big family. Just wants to mm-hmm. hug everyone, wants to, you know, if he was here, he'd want to go over to your house for dinner and spend the night. You know, he's just a sweet soul. He's very, very funny. He doesn't stop talking. He's constantly asking questions, so I'm constantly trying to feed him information. I could write a book on Brandon alone. He's probably the biggest inspiration for these books because he's very funny what he says, as you could tell from the hospital story.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Andrew. He is undeniably a genius. This kid, I can't keep up. He does things to my computer. He's just super intelligent. He's pretty well self-taught. For the most part, he kept to himself, but he's starting to come out of his shell now. And he's speaking more. He loves Legos. He loves electronics. He's funny in his own right. You know, he's not as social as Brandon. I took him for a haircut, and the hairdresser comes over, and she says, "Can I ask your name?" And he goes, "Yes." And then he walked away, and she's just like, I'm like, well, he answered your question. I don't know what to tell you. You know, he wasn't really interested in engaging, like, say, Brandon right. would. But they both have very lovable qualities. They're both very affectionate. They're both very silly. They're both very funny. They're just really good boys.
Will they be different. At the benefit?
No.
Mm.
No. I wouldn't be able to pull that one off.
Yeah. Well, that's true. People are going to be probably
mobbing
you.
It's going to be crowded and noisy.
Yeah, I'll be mingling. You know, I want to get to, you know, thank everyone and see everyone. And, you know, I can't take my eyes off them.
Right.
You know, they can sit on their own, but they can't be left alone. So
right.
those two need to be supervised.
Right.
You know. And having said that, they might be with me forever. Who knows? But as long as I live, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's our life.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, we have about, Paul, it looks like you were going to say something. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to ask, in the book you mentioned that Andrew also had some physical problems growing up.
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask how he's doing. You know,
he's doing remarkably well. It was a very freak thing that happened to him. And unfortunately, he had to go, had to have a tube in his heart, tube in his stomach to eat. There was just sort of a medical rarity that kind of got overlooked, left him with a big portion of his small intestines removed. They told me he may never eat or, you know, might be tube fed forever. Well, actually, 3 years ago, April, he took his first bite of food and started eating. And he's been tube-free for 2 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
It's awesome. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow. So. That's awesome.
He's a growing boy, and now he'll eat 8 slices of pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, you can't get any opposite than when we started. So.
Oh. Well, he's catching up.
He is catching up. He really is.
There's so many yummy things in this world.
Yes.
Does he have a particular type of food he gravitates towards now? Or?
Well, his favorite place is In-N-Out Burger.
Oh.
And I make homemade pizza. He has a dairy allergy, but, you know, there's a lot of options. And, you know, pizza, burger, french fry, typical kid food.
Wow.
You know, he's right on board.
That is so cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
I spend many of my hours cooking.
Yeah. Well, especially, I guess, if you have those two teenage boys that I suspect your food bill is very high.
Very high.
And you can probably never keep the pantry full
never.
For very long. So, well, we're almost to the end of the show. We still have a little bit of time, but I know I just want to make sure that, you know, this benefit is coming up very soon,
mm-hmm.
and we want to make sure that listeners get on it and get tickets and show up. And we just wanted to say that we are giving away 2 tickets to this event.
A pair of tickets.
A pair.
One pair.
Thank you for clarifying. See,
so,
what would I do with that?
Exactly. Well, just what we're going to do, for those of you who've listened this far or listened to us online, we're going to let you post to our Facebook page that you're interested in being in a drawing, and we'll take all those names and pick one to receive these 2 tickets so they can bring someone with them to the benefit.
Yeah, so definitely.
Oh, and we'll do the draw Friday evening.
Yes, and Paul, you want to give out our Facebook
information? No, I don't want to. They can't find us.
See, there I go.
www.facebook.com/understandingautismradio. You can just search Facebook for Understanding Autism. You'll find us. You can also find our podcast by searching iTunes for Understanding Autism, or there's a link to it from our Facebook page. And I guess, Lisa, did you want to tell people who's putting on this benefit and any other information
last
about it?
Information that's
sure.
really relevant?
Yeah. My book is published with Inkwell Productions. So myself and Inkwell Productions are presenting this benefit. We're the ones putting it on. And we've had a lot of support, you know, through volunteers, people donating items. You know, Jay here is going to speak. And just it have a lot of support. And I want everyone to come out, have a great time. They can go to the Compound Grill to get tickets. I'm sure you'll give that information out. And it's just going to be, you don't want to miss it because people are going to be talking about it after and you're just going to be all upset you didn't go.
Yeah.
Get your tickets.
Yes. And we're going to post all of that on our Facebook too to make sure that we get that information out. And I know that the Compound Grill on their site, you can order tickets that way. And you can also call the Compound Grill and actually, I don't think we have the number on hand, but we will post it on our Facebook page for sure. And I have to say, regarding Inkwell Productions, Victoria is amazingly organized.
Yes.
I really admire her. I was just, like, blown away by her effectiveness and organization, and it was amazing. So
yeah,
I'm sure
wonderful.
Partnering with her on this benefit is, I think.
We're a good team. We work well together. And
so she'll be there.
Oh, she'll be
awesome.
There.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So what else can we expect? I mean, you've pretty much given us the timeline. You've given us the attire information. We know there's going to be, music, entertainment, things like that, the food. I'm actually curious, though. I do have a question because I may have some families bringing their children with autism. Are there going to be gluten and dairy-free options for families?
No, the Compound Grill isn't equipped to handle that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure about that. Okay, so that's good to know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will they at least have some degree of allergen information to help in picking out things that at least might be gluten-free?
Sure, I'm sure they have,
okay.
You know, their their kitchen manager, and I can maybe get that set up ahead of time and see their options.
I mean, because you can't always manage to be completely gluten-free, but you can pick things that are shouldn't have gluten unless, you know, there's cross-contamination, which is a risk anyway. So.
And I think, there's different levels of sort of allergies. I know some people really can't have any of that, and then some people, you know, are a little bit more...
And nowadays, restaurants are so good about it. My younger son has several food allergies, and sometimes I do end up having to bring food in, and they're so accommodating. They just, you know, whatever you got to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. I spent a few months on a gluten-free diet doing allergy testing, so I have I don't have any specific allergies that we're certain about, but I went through that process of having to shop gluten-free, having to go to restaurants and pick through the menus and learning how many things that you don't expect can have gluten in them, you know.
Right.
Never would have thought soy sauce, you know.
And exactly.
So there's all those things out there that are just going to sneak up on you.
And it's super expensive right now, unfortunately, that people have to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're going to buy stuff in the store, it's so outrageous.
Yeah,
so,
and actually I do have the number here for the Compound Grill.
Okay.
So people, you can buy tickets over the phone or you can visit their website. The phone number for the Compound Grill is 480-585-5483. I just wanted to double check on
fancy.
That. So, I know, I didn't mean to be fancy. It was sort of, I didn't wear my glasses. So anyway, so yes, please come out, tell your friends. We're going to be posting a lot of information about it between now and the event.
Yes.
And definitely encourage all of you to support this awesome cause and have fun.
Yeah.
And be ready to participate in the silent auction.
Yes.
I'm telling you, my boyfriend Rick's going to be...
I think there's going
to
be
a force to reckon
fight.
With
I might have
that.
To get like a bouncer.
I was just
going
to say we might have to have a bouncer of some some sort. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And it looks like we actually just have a couple more minutes. And I think, Jay, you wanted to add something.
Yes, I did. And I just want to say, you know, in closing, you know, I was on the Action for Autism Radiothon that KTR had on March 22nd. I came on for a minute just to see what was going on down there. And I got to talk briefly about my experiences growing up. Tell them I was a recent college graduate, and I had a message for everyone. And I don't say this to the listeners out here. If you do have autism, okay. But if you don't have autism, it doesn't matter what disability you have, mentally and or physically. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Do not let your disability, whatever it is, hold you back. Like with autism, the key is early intervention. You get it right away, you can overcome it. Same thing with college. You get your degree at your own pace. Just be careful of how much money you're willing to spend. Because ASU has gotten a bit out of me, but I did get my degree in time.
Well, that was something that was something in your plan that you were determined to accomplish.
Yes. And also, I have gone through Actors, Models, Talent for Christ, some of which are listening in. Hopefully, my team leader, Gina Arriaga, who is stationed in Texas right now, and some of them are listening from all over the country, AMTC. It's a wonderful program that helps you prepare for casting calls. My goal in the long run, from announcing at Horizon High School, is to be both an actor and a model and also even a TV/radio sports announcer. That is my ultimate goal.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Jay. We're really looking forward to seeing you. I feel like I should get your autograph now.
Me too.
I would be glad
to. My dad would say. We'll have to get a few of them. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Thank you guys for coming in. Thank you to Inkwell Productions. Thank you, Paul, for coming in from Texas and being so dedicated to the show. And again, check our Facebook page at...
Facebook.com/Understanding Autism Radio.
And we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.